I know somebody who doesn't swear. My name is Chris Johnson. I know a girl who doesn't swear. She says she does. She says that, you know, sometimes her language can get a little salty, but I've never fucking heard it. I've known her for a while. I've known her for well over a year at this point, and I've never heard any foul language come out of her mouth. You might be wondering, if I change my method of communication, or maybe if I change my vocabulary when I'm around somebody like that that doesn't use cuss words. The answer is a big fuck no. I'm going to be me, and you're either going to fucking like it or not. You might not swear. Don't give a shit. I hope that works out for you, but I'm going to fucking swear because I fucking like it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I fucking like it. So we got to give her a name. We'll call her the billionaire. I'll clue you in on a little something, too. Billionaire was the one from a couple episodes ago that thinks I jerk off in my fucking car at night. So, we're still communicating. I think the most interesting thing about that is I'm not sure she's convinced that I don't do that. I think she's just at the point where she's comfortable enough with it to have a conversation with me about it. And that's kind of an interesting place to be. Like, he's a big scumbag, but I'll talk to him a little bit. And not only will I talk to him a little bit, maybe I'll let somebody else know about that podcast. Maybe a family member. Maybe I'll tell my dad about this podcast. And I stopped in my tracks for a second. I was like, wait, you tell who now about this? Now, before I go any further, I want to let you know that I'm all about me. I'm all about the podcast. I'm all about people hearing the fucking podcast. Tell fucking everybody. Spread the fucking word around. I love that people listen to me. I love that people listen to the podcast. You can listen all over the fucking place. I'm super into it. I want you to fucking hear it. I want people to hear it. I want strangers to hear it. I want everybody to fucking hear it. And I want everybody to fucking like it. However, there is a small audience where maybe I think might not be a good idea that you listen to the podcast. Maybe the father of a girl who thinks I sit in my car jerking off at night. I don't know if I want him listening to that. Because how does that go? First off, let's set the stage here. I'm a white asshole. She is not. She's a person of color. She's black, right? So how does this conversation go with her father? Like, hey, Dad, let me tell you something. I know this lame, white, creepy fucking asshole who jerks off in his car. You gotta fucking hear him talk about it. Why don't you listen to the podcast? Take a look at this link. And he liked it, which is awesome, I guess. But I don't really know what to make of it. Your daughter told you that she knows a guy who jerks off in his car. And you said, you know what, I want to fucking hear more about that. And then you listened to it and thought, I like this guy's style. Normally, I'd be pretty jacked up about that. But in this case, in this situation, not quite sure what to make of it. Know what Billionaire does now as well? She makes jerk-off jokes. But she doesn't swear while she does it. So think about that. How do you do it? How do you do that? How do you make dirty jokes if you're not going to use dirty language? I don't know how to do it. And quite frankly, I don't want to know how to fucking do it. I was talking to her the other day, and she showed me her hands. Left hand, perfectly normal. Right hand, dry. Or, as she says, ashy. Ashy hand. Not ashy Larry ashy. Not playing dice in the projects with grits and gravy, Leonard Washington and quills ashy. But, you know, ashy enough. Ashy enough that I see the difference. Here's another thing about Billionaire. I described her hand as ashy. She told me white people can't say that. And I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And then she laughed. So I don't know if I can use the term ashy. I was told I couldn't. But I don't think it's an offensive term. Is ashy an offensive term? I'm not sure. I don't know. Let's get back to this bizarre hand situation. Why does one person have a super dry hand? I don't know why. But I always have lotion. I was like, look, I have some lotion here. I wasn't in my car, so she wasn't afraid. You know, I was out in the open. I was out in public. But I had some lotion on me. And you might be asking yourself, why the fuck do you carry lotion on your person when you're wandering around public? Shut the fuck up. Stop thinking about that. I just do. You never know when you're going to fucking need it. You never know when you're going to need to moisturize. So I was like, look, you want some of this? You want some of this lotion? It'll take care of that hand. It'll take care of the ashy hand. And she said to me, she's like, why do you think the one hand is so much drier than the other? I don't know. I didn't expect what was coming. She was like, you think that's my J.O. hand? Your J.O. hand? Your jerk-off hand? Is that what you're saying to me right now? J.O. hand is jerk-off hand. What the fuck? And then she just like took the lotion and just wandered off. And I was trying to like tell people around her. I'm like, yo, B, did you hear this shit? Did you hear her fucking, the mouth on her? Did you hear what she fucking said? She's talking about fucking J.O. hands over here. Billionaire, classy lady, denies it. Everybody believes her. Nobody believes a fucking heathen asshole like me. That's the reputation I've cultivated over the years. And it's a problem. People don't believe me. People think I'm fucking around. And maybe that's why she doesn't swear. Because if she doesn't swear, nobody's going to believe that she said something so salacious. And you think the jerk-off hand was a little bit of a shot at me? Because that's one of the things I thought as well. Like, wait a second. You think I jerk off my car at night and you're making jerk-off hand jokes? And let's be honest here, not to paint myself as some kind of a fucking pervert, but if you got a set of hands and you're going to use one of the hands, you know, to service yourself, why would the dry hand be the jerk-off hand? Wouldn't the hand that's less dry, or in your case, billionaire, less ashy, wouldn't that be the jerk-off hand? Because if you're putting lotion on that hand, it's not going to be as fucking dry. Do I got to think of everything here? And I'm not sure who's going to be listening to this. Last time there was a jerk-off podcast, billionaire's dad listened. I want to tell you, sir, I'm not a scumbag. I promise you. I'm a good dude. I'm not a fucking dirtbag. I don't jerk off my fucking car at night. I swear to God. But your daughter's making jerk-off jokes. We'll just fucking say that. I'm just going to throw that out there. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you're going to get your new podcast episodes. You can get every episode on Podbean, the website, or the app, or go to Apple Podcast or Google Play or my Facebook timeline, because every fucking episode is there. You can also follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou if you want to chat there. Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes. You can see pictures of me and my cats.